going to Columbus?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I haven't actually been back into the Shu in about 7 years, so I'm looking forward to it.
Do you like the idea that if eventually the camp moves there, something a little bit different, or do you like the idea of having it here?
I pretty much like the idea of having it here, not having to move too far from your home base. I like that idea, but, you know, we'll play football anywhere, especially a place like Columbus, you know, that's, you know, they've built it up, you know, to where it's at now, you know, so, you know, Columbus or here, it's the same thing.
Dante, looking just back at your last year for a minute, how frustrating was it for the defense? You guys created so many turnovers last year, and you were among the bottom four or five in scoring off turnovers. For a defense, how frustrating is it when you turn them over and you don't get much out of it?
It was very frustrating, because whenever you preach turnovers, you preach putting the offense in position to score or scoring ourselves. And, you know, last year we prided ourselves on that, and it's a direct correlation between turnovers and wins in the National Football League. Usually when you're up there amongst the top, you pretty much make the playoffs. You know, so just, a few more points, maybe we're there. So it was very frustrating, but still, we're a team. You know, maybe we have to get some of those balls into the end zone, you know, as a defense, you know. So, you know, it's a team game, and we understand that, but, you know, we're going to continue to get those turnovers.
Does it deflate? I mean, in the course of a game, does it deflate it, a defense or a team when you have that great? You're looking back at the Buffalo game. You're up 7-0. You got the ball on the 30-yard line. You don't score. Next thing you know, it's 14-7 the other way.
Yeah.
Is it how much of it deflating can it be?
Well, it deflates us, but we always preach mental toughness. And you have to understand that this is a tough game. You know, so it deflates you, but then, again, you have to go out to this defense with a clear mind and saying we have to get the ball back again. Or we have to stop the offense again. That's always our mindset. But, you know, it can take something out of you, but it can't last for a while.
Are you seeing any signs? Because it's, you know, like not bringing guys down to the ground, right, tackling?
Right.
Are you seeing any signs that you will play the run better?
Yeah, just based on the competition that we have up front now. We don't have a bunch of guys injured.
Yeah.
We have guys that have to truly fight for their job this year. There's nothing going to be handed to them. You know, we drafted guys in the first round. We drafted guys all across the board. We brought guys in like Randy.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of competition. There's some guys that won't be here. You know, that's the true reality of playing National Football League, especially when you have a glowing weakness on your defense, like stopping the run. They have to do something about it, and they have to create competition. And that's why I think we're going to be better. Guys know that if you don't get it done right now, you won't be here. So that's the difference.
Given how good this secondary is, has Josh McCown surprised you?
Yeah, Josh McCown has surprised us. Even when we're in perfect coverage, he's putting the ball in tough spots. He's challenging us downfield. You know, sometimes he's checking and catching us off guard. He knows what we're playing before we even get out there. You know, and that's just playing so many years in the National Football League, and that's having the weapons around him now that, you know, he can get the football too. So I'm looking forward, and I'm very excited to see what he can do, because firsthand I've seen him, you know, day in and day out, OTAs, minicamp. You know, he's the same guy each and every day, so if that continues, I believe that he'll have a pretty good season.
Going against this offense, do you see more short passing? It's a lot of different concepts than last year.
I see us taking advantage of the weakness of coverages, taking advantage of the weakness of defense. They're not just running things just to run it.
Yeah.
They have different concepts, and they have, you know, certain details that they're doing over there, and it's pretty good. They're taking advantage of the strength of the guys that we have. You know, if you're a speed guy, you're gonna run some vertical routes. But you're not going to run only vertical routes. And that's the difference between offenses. They change it up. You know, this offense, you know, once the guys pretty much get it down packed, I believe they'll be able to make some noise. But we have a bunch of weapons. We have the scheme, and, you know, we have the players. So we'll see what happens.
Going back to stopping the run, Dante, how much of that is on the secondary, too, getting better against the run?
A lot of it is on the secondary as well, as far as when the ball gets to the perimeter. A lot of times when we play in quarters, we rely on the safeties to get in there on the run. A lot of single high stuff, but, you know, majority of the time, if you have a dominant guys up front four, it's pretty much not on the defensive backs. You know, you're just in cleanup mode. You know, you might catch a guy run, kick, you know, hit the perimeter every now and then where you have to make a tackle, but there's really not going to be any backs running downhill on the DBs, and that's what we want to stop. Make guys go side to side. So, you know, we really just want to fix the middle of that thing.
Do you think you guys did
good? I believe so.
That last year?
I don't believe we were good enough. We were horrible at it last year. We were bottom in the league. You know, just one guy being out of place and playing some good backs, they find that crease and run downhill on us. You know, so I believe we'll get a lot better. We have a bunch of veterans in there. We have some young rookies in there. Danny, you know, he's been really good. You know, anytime Coach asks him in a meeting, Danny, what's this? You know, before he even finished asking the question, he's answering it. You know, he's that type of guy. He's an energetic guy. And if you see him with the football in his hand, after he pick up a fumble or something and the jukes and the moves he can make, you understand that a guy that's, you know, 330, 40 pounds plus should not be able to move like this. You know, he's very energetic. He's very enthused about the game of football, and I'm just excited to see what he can do for us.
Dante, how many times do you play against McCown in your career?
I think maybe two or three times, you know, but I think we played against him in Chicago when Cutler was hurt, you know, when I was in San Francisco. That didn't go too well for him, you know, because, you know, on defense. If I'm not mistaken, I think that was him, but or it might have been Josh Freeman. I might be mistaken, but, you know, I'm just looking. I played against him in practice. I'll see what he can do.
I mean,
you know,
he's a pretty sharp guy. Regular season, though, his record's not very good.
Yeah, I can't really remember back, but I remember not this past year, but 2013. I remember him going out there when Cutler was injured and performing the way he did for Chicago. And that's the way that we foresee him playing for us.
Hey, you've had two practices in a row where the starting corner was given a day of rest.
Mm-hmm.
Desir was out there.
Yeah.
You also have a number one pick in the secondary. What does that say about what you're seeing from Desir?
That means that he's doing what he's supposed to do. He's a guy that's been here every day in the offseason working as hard as he possibly can. He puts in extra time in the film room. He's a guy that doesn't really say too much, but you can always see him working hard. He's a guy that, you know, last year he started pretty slow. It was almost like a redshirt year for him until late in the season when he had to go in there when we had some injuries. And he played pretty well against Carolina when he had to start. He's just getting better and better each and every day. You know, there's nothing else to really even say about it. He's getting better and better. Mistakes that he makes on Monday, he doesn't make the same mistake on Tuesday or Wednesday. And he's that type of guy. He takes thorough notes. You know, and if he continues to get better and better, I think we're going to have another really, really good corner on our hands.
Dante, week 17, you looked at us and said we need more people who want to win.
Mm-hmm.
You look on the other side of the ball now. Do you see that with Bo, Hartline, McCown? They want to win?
Yeah, I believe that they do want to win. You know, we have a bunch of guys, you know, that wanted to win last year. But we had a guys that said they wanted to win but didn't know to take the work and the effort that it takes to put into winning. You know, and every detail in the National Football League is important, you know, because it could be that one small detail that you don't remember or you didn't look over that can cost us a football game. And it did late in the fourth quarter last year in a couple games. So, yeah, I believe that we have a bunch of guys that want to win.
Why did Kaywan Williams, why was he able to come in and have the success he had or just get his hands on so many passes and stuff like that?
Because he's a natural football player. He's very instinctive. When he first came in last year, none of us knew anything about him except Coach Half. He coached him at Pittsburgh. He didn't really say too much, but you could see him getting better and better, and he would make one of those plays a day. And you would say, man, this guy can really play. And then we got to training camp. He stayed healthy. He continued to make plays. And then one injury, he's in there in the football game. So, you know, he's a guy that just works extremely hard, too, very humble guy, understands the game of football, tough, you know, so that's all you need, some toughness. Smart, and you'll be a good football player.
But like you said, that part of it is you've got to have some of the stuff you can't teach, the instincts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't teach instincts. I don't care how hard you try. There's two things you can't teach, and that's instincts and common sense. And he has both of them.
Dante, what have your first impressions been of McCown and also your impressions of Manziel's growth from last year?
Manziel's growth from last year, you know, he's a totally different guy. He's 100% football right now. Even on the times when he's tired out here or he gets frustrated or he feels like he's not playing as well as he should, he's still grinding and digging. You know, off the football field, he's a totally different guy. You barely see him. If he's not here in this football facility, you don't see him anywhere around town hanging out. He's just strictly football right now, and that's step one. And having a guy like Josh to really, you know, teach you the ins and outs of football, the small details, a guy that's been in the league for, what, 13, 14 years now, you know, there's no better teacher, you know, and Josh wants to see him do well. He understands that he's not going to be a quarterback of this team for the next 10 years, 6 to 10 years, so he wants Johnny to succeed. As far as Josh, you know, he's doing everything that the top quarterbacks do. He's checking plays out here. He's fitting the ball in small windows. Yeah, he's made a couple mistakes, but any quarterback makes mistakes, especially when you're out here in practice and you want to try things or you want to try to fit balls in certain areas sometimes. Take shots on a on the secondary. And we pride ourselves on being able to disguise back there, confuse quarterbacks. And a lot of the times he's figuring out what we're doing, whether it's pre-snap or on the run. So I'm excited to see what he does in the scrimmage. And then I'm excited to see what he does in the preseason games. If he continues to do the things that he's been doing out here against our defense, then I think he'll have a pretty good year.
Dante, you feel any different now that you're 30?
No, I don't feel any different. A lot of days I'm out here, I feel like I'm 22, 23. So, you know, it really doesn't bother me. I feel good. Still enjoy camp, still take care of my body, so I feel pretty good.
Going back to the Ohio State days, your former coach was here Saturday.
Yeah.
And he, Coach Truss said you were one of the quietest guys on the team.
Yeah.
What's the change from college days to the NFL?
Well, when I first got to college, a lot of people don't know this, but I graduated high school early and I was like 16 years old. You know, so picture going to college at 16 and having to be around the older guys and them not wanting to teach you certain things or show you where your classes are. So at that point, you just have to be a sponge and learn as much as you possibly can. You don't want to say too much, but you want to ask a lot of questions. That's the difference between now and then. At that point, I was just a little baby on the team trying to learn my way. And right now, you know, after being 10 years in the National Football League, pretty much a leader on this football team. So that's the difference. That's the difference.
Have you had much interaction with Shane Wynn at all?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Mostly it's me getting on him, though, you know, because he's still a rookie. Even though he went to my high school and everything, you know, I still have to be hard on him. Can't really, you know, joke around with him too much. I understand he has things that he has to focus on, and he has to make this football team, you know. So if I see him drop a punt, he don't know I'm looking from across the field, I'm going to scream something to him. I see him drop a pass, I'm going to do the same thing. It's more so just a tough love type of thing because I want to see him succeed. And even if he doesn't make this football team, I want to make some football team around National Football League. And that's why I have to, you know, show him tough love.
Would you say you're harder on guys than most leaders on the team? Or are you more vocal
probably.
In that sense?
I would say probably. But it's in a good way, though. It's not in a demeaning way. It's in a way to where you want to get guys motivated, you know, on a day-to-day basis. And I know just saying something silly sometimes really will stick into a guy's head, you know, when he's in the weight room or he's out here on the football field. Might give him that added motivation that it takes for all of us to get over the hump, and that's why I do it.
How closely do you follow guys from Glenville?
Very closely.
Yeah.
Very closely. You know, I've been reading a lot of articles on Ted Gann out there in Carolina. He's looking pretty good, catching deep balls, jumping over fences and stuff, so. Any guy that's from where I'm from, you know, I'm rooting for him, and I like to keep up on him.